Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Monday, January 23rd, 2012. A 16-year-old youth succumbs to wounds sustained in the Gaza invasion, codenamed Operation Cast Lead. And a group of Women's Affairs Ministry employees in Ramallah suspend their strike over harassment and corruption at the ministry. These stories and more coming up, so stay tuned. Over the weekend, a Palestinian man stabbed an Israeli border policeman at a military roadblock near the Shufat refugee camp in East Jerusalem. The soldier was mildly injured while the stabber managed to escape. The stabbing took place on Saturday afternoon, shortly after a Palestinian car transporting two Palestinians who suffered work injuries was stopped at the roadblock. A crowd of Palestinians gathered at the scene. A Palestinian stabbed the officer in the neck using a screwdriver, and both the policeman and the two injured Palestinians were taken to Hadassah Medical Center in Jerusalem. Also over the weekend, Palestinian medical sources reported on Sunday that Amin Abu Jalala, aged 16, died of wounds suffered during the Israeli offensive on Gaza 3 years ago. The child was severely wounded by phosphorus shells fired by the Israeli army into civilian areas. Abu Jalala lived with her family in Al-Buraj refugee camp in central Gaza Strip. She was hospitalised at the Hadassah Israeli hospital and fell into a coma nearly 12 days after undergoing surgery. Her father, Kamal Abu Jalala, told the Safa news agency that the administration at the Hadassah hospital is responsible for his daughter's health, and added that the administration is refusing to grant him a photocopy of her medical file. In other news, the Israeli Ofer military court near the central West Bank city of Ramallah has decided to stay the deliberations on the case of the detained head of the Palestinian Legislative Council, Dr. Aziz Duaik, until this coming Tuesday tomorrow. The court decided to delay the deliberations until this coming Tuesday and will be discussing the possibility of transferring him to administrative detention. With the arrest of Duaik, the number of detained elected Palestinian legislators arrives at 26. Both Dr. Duaik and legislator Khaled Tafesh from Hebron were taken on Friday. A group of female employees of the Ministry of Women's Affairs decided to suspend their protest, which started last Tuesday as a hunger strike in front of the tomb of Yasser Arafat in Ramallah. The women are protesting mistreatment and financial corruption along with physical harassment at the Ministry of Women's Affairs. Palestinian Authority government spokesperson Hassan Khatib stated that the accusations are not true and the group were to protest in front of the PA cabinet before the Union of Workers requested that they halt their strike. They say they respect the union's request but will pursue a legal route to overturn the Prime Minister's cabinet decision, which rules that their allegations were baseless. In a statement, the group said, quote, "Those who oppose the law and try to mislead public opinion against us for their own benefit must be judged." Unquote. That's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, January 23rd daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope that you'll join us again tomorrow. This has been brought to you by Hussein Cassis and me, William Gibson.